All right, good afternoon. My name is Antoinette Lavender, and I will be presenting the results of an analysis in which we assess tobacco-free policies as worksite wellness policies in Georgia public schools. So there are several guidelines, recommendations, and initiatives that all point towards tobacco-free school policies being a type of worksite wellness policies for faculty and staff, since for them, the school is their worksite. In the state of Georgia, we have 181 school districts. About 60% of these school districts have adopted a 100% tobacco-free policy. Now that means all students, faculty, staff, and visitors are prohibited from using all types of tobacco products. They're prohibited from using it in all locations, inside and outside of the school building, in the parking lots, and at school-sponsored events such as field trips and games. Also, they're prohibited from using it during all times of the day, whether school is in session or not. The remaining 40% are covered by the federal law, which just prohibits smoking inside the building. So, since some of our schools have a more comprehensive policy than others, we wanted to examine the extent to which Georgia Public Schools create a tobacco-free environment for faculty and staff. In order to do this, we use data from the 2014 Georgia School Health Profile Survey, which is a survey of public middle and high schools that's used to assess and monitor school health policies and practices within the state. It's conducted by the Georgia Department of Public Health every even year. It's been conducted since 2014 among middle and high school principals and lead health education teachers. The survey is a sample survey. 299 principals completed the questionnaire on tobacco use policies adopted at their schools, and all the results were weighted to represent all public and middle high schools in Georgia. So, for the major results, this graph shows that 96% of all schools prohibit use of all types of tobacco products. The next graph shows that almost all of the schools, 98%, prohibit use of tobacco by faculty and staff in all locations. However, you see here in this graph that a smaller percentage, 79% of the schools, prohibit tobacco use by faculty and staff during all school hours. So this shows that some of the schools may allow their staff to smoke during certain times. The next graph shows the recommended components of an enforcement plan for tobacco-free policies, such as having public service announcements, signage on campus, a process to file complaints, a process for investigating violations, and also promoting cessation services for faculty and staff. So since all of our schools have some sort of policy, we expect that these percentages should be closer to 100, but you see that they're not. And the lowest of the low here is what? Promotion of cessation services to faculty and staff. In fact, only 17% of all schools actually provide cessation services to their faculty and staff, and about 26% provide cessation services through an outside organization. So we were able to share these our conclusions and the results and our recommendations to the state's tobacco use prevention program, and we also shared it with district health promotion coordinators across the state. And they were already aware that their enforcement activities kind of center around the students and not necessarily the needs of faculty and staff. So, starting this year, in 2016, they have completely revamped their enforcement activities, specifically their strategies for communicating the policy to faculty and staff. So every staff will, in the district, every employee will have a copy of the policy and a letter of explanation from the school board. The policy will be discussed at staff meetings and at orientation. And when I say faculty and staff, I'm talking about all staff, like bus drivers, aides, food service workers, maintenance staff. The policy will be posted in lounges, offices, and newsletters. Even new prospects during a job interview, they'll learn about the policy. And most importantly, there will be resources provided, specifically promotion of the Georgia Tobacco Quit Line. Also, at the beginning of the school year, staff will be required to participate in a tobacco-free schools enforcement webinar as a part of their annual training. In addition, more signage will be posted around campus that's promoting use of the tobacco quit line. Okay, that's my presentation. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer.